In Leon County's Abilachee Elementary School cafeteria, a group of children have arrived just in time for lunch. On the menu are hamburgers, tater tots, milk, and a small plastic cup filled with diced pears. One by one, the kids take their lunch and file out into the dining area. It's a scene that you'd usually see in the middle of the school year, but in this case, it's the middle of the summer.
Because they always have this delicious food.
It's here where I find third grader Kamaya Smith. She's a student in a summer program at Abilachee. She says she loves learning about Native Americans and her favorite thing is the art activities, but the food is definitely a bonus. Kamaya says she knows many other students who, unlike her, go hungry during the summer.
It kind of feels sad to me. Because they don't have anything, and if they don't come to the school, they don't get anything to eat.
Summer hunger is something school districts around the state have been working to combat. During the school year, more than 1.6 million Florida children participate in the federal free and reduced school lunch program. During the summer, there are free food sites spread across the state, but only about 14% of students who need the food show up. Darcy Adkins, who helps coordinate Abilachee's summer food program, says she sees maybe about 100 kids on a good day.
I don't know how to get them here. I don't know if it's a matter of transportation, a matter of pride. I'm just not sure how we can get them here. I mean, we put flyers out, we put emails out, we have it on our school website. So we do as much as we can, as much as we know how, to let the community know that we are an open site.
Summer food programs around the nation are underused, according to a report from the Food Research and Action Center. The federal government continues to give money to schools and organizations that provide the summer meals. But because so few students show up, Florida is leaving about $20 million in federal support for the program on the table.
So there's a huge, huge gap there between, the number of kids that qualify for free and reduced price meals during the school year and those that are accessing free meals during the summertime.
Signe Anderson works for the Food Research and Action Center. She says part of the problem confronting states is funding. Shrinking budgets have led to cuts in services like summer food programs. Other problems include site locations, being in local churches or YMCAs instead of in schools. And the lack of access to food for some low-income students compounds an already fragile situation. Research shows that over the summer, most students have lost about a month's worth of learning by the time they report back to school in the fall. The problem is worse for low-income students, and Anderson says it's even worse for those that go hungry.
We think there's a huge connection there between the learning gap and hunger. I mean, if you can't sit down and concentrate because you're hungry, you aren't going to do very well in school and on tests.
And kids really are aware of this. Fifth grader Kenneth Walker is also in the Abilachee Elementary Summer Program. He says whether the adults know it or not, he and his peers can always spot those who are hungry.
Sometimes you can tell by the way they act and how, like, they don't complain about the food at all. They just eat it, whatever it is, no matter what.
There are more than 3,000 summer food sites throughout Florida, including 600 in Miami and 400 in Orlando. Orange, Polk, and Osceola County Public Schools have even created mobile food units that travel to rural areas to reach hungry students. The Florida Department of Agriculture runs Florida school food programs, and it's trying to raise awareness by partnering with the United Way's 211 social service number to get needy families in contact with the sites. The free summer meals are just one small way local groups and communities are fighting the summer learning slide, but the summer food programs continue to be underused and overlooked. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter.